My name is Mary. You know me as the mother of Jesus. I have lived a long and eventful life. Now, as an old woman, I spend much of my time pondering my past, from growing up in Nazareth to becoming a wife to Joseph, but most of all, becoming a mother. When I think of those days, I can see myself as the person I was all those years ago, and I have recognized the abundant signs God provided along the way.
I am a girl named Mary. Someday, Joseph promises to marry me, but for now, I am living at home, helping Mama with the cooking and gardening, carrying water, tending to the chickens, and milking the goats. I help Mama with the younger ones. It's hard to feed a baby and keep him clean when you have all the other chores to do for your family, too. Someday soon, when I am Joseph's wife, I will need to be able to do all these chores on my own, and I hope we will have children. Joseph is a carpenter, a skilled man who always has work, though he has to travel a long way sometimes. We will have a house together and food for ourselves and our family as it grows. At home with my parents, we say our prayers and observe the Sabbath. My mother and father have taught us that God is the Holy One, the ruler of heaven and earth. Every good thing that we have and every good moment that we experience is a sign that our God cares for us.
These are our daily joys, but hardships burden us too. Roman soldiers terrorize us, and tax collectors demand money before workers can even bring it home. Outsiders mock us for the scarcity of resources. Our dirt and our water are both bad. We cannot live freely or peacefully in our own land. We turn to God for help, but we wonder why we continue to suffer. When we are hungry, afraid, and confused, we look for signs that God remembers the promise to care for us always.
Mary, here is your sign. You will have a baby named Jesus, and he will bring God's promise to all the people.
What an amazing sign. I believe God's promise to lift up all who suffer. Let me be your servant, O God.
Thank you.
This is God's sign for me, a poor girl from Nazareth, not even married, but having a baby who is the Son of God. I don't know how this can be, but I know that whatever God promises will be done, no matter whether I understand it or not. I went to visit my cousin Elizabeth, also expecting a child, full of the signs of God's promises in our lives. Together we sang and we laughed. We prayed blessings for each other, and we cried over the futures of our sons. Honestly, I had not only gone to see Elizabeth because of what we shared, but also because I was running away a little bit. Finally, I went home to Nazareth and waited to hear from Joseph.
Before I went to see Elizabeth, I had told Joseph my news, knowing I was promised to him as his wife. We had pledged to spend our future together to establish a home and raise a family. It was so clear to me that this coming child was news for Joseph as well as for me. I had been hoping that Joseph would share my gratitude for God's favor, but Joseph was quiet at first. I can't blame him. The angel had come to me, not to him. God's sign for Joseph was still to come.
Poor Mary, a baby is coming and no husband. It's not my baby. I have to tell her I won't marry her first thing in the morning.
Joseph, here's your sign. Mary's baby is truly the Son of God. He will save the people from their sins.
Time to go see Mary.
Joseph, what do you have to say to me?
I've had a sign from God. I will marry you and we will name our baby Jesus.
Joseph, we will receive all of God's promises together.
God's signs made us a family and filled us with faith. We knew that God was watching over us, but sometimes we still wondered how all the promises could come true when we were still experiencing so many troubles.
The Romans continued to rule us mercilessly. At one point, the Emperor Augustus told us that we had to report to the town of our ancestors to be counted in a census. We had to travel over mountains and through desert to get to Bethlehem, the home of David, because that was Joseph's ancestry. And all of this was happening when I was close to having the baby. We did not know how it was all going to work out.
Here we are in Bethlehem, but all the doors are closed to us.
Joseph, I am ready to have this baby. God's son is about to be born without a home.
Somebody, please help! We need some place to stay!
Does nobody hear us crying for help?
But my wife is having a baby.
Oh, in that case, why don't you try the barn? It's smelly, but warm and dry.
Right here, really nice.
And that is how Jesus was born. We were refugees in Bethlehem, helpless victims of the emperor's edicts, refused at every door. But we received God's care through an open-hearted innkeeper and through the tender watchfulness of the animals who shared their home with us. Were these signs that God was watching out for us, whatever our difficulties? That night, we had visitors. We weren't exactly prepared to show hospitality in such a rough place, but it turns out these visitors were right at home in our barn. When they came to see us, we knew that God's signs of care and presence were touching more and more people through Jesus.
The shepherds and their sheep were in the fields, preparing to rest for the night under the stars, in the quiet and the dark. Animal and human would soon be sleeping. Though they were the humblest of God's beloved, soon they would be receiving the messengers of God, announcing another amazing sign.
Let's lie down here and rest tonight. Tomorrow promises to be another long day.
Maybe if I go to sleep, I can forget how hungry and lonely I am so far from home.
The night is cold and dark.
I can take first watch so you can all get some sleep. I will protect you and our sheep from the wolves.
Our sheep are tired and so are we. Come on, little lamb. You can cuddle up with me and stay.
I know I am safe when you are watching over me.
You are special to me, little lamb.
Sweet dreams.
Angels, here we are, about to announce the greatest good news of all time.
Gabriel, what are we doing here? This hardly seems like the place for God's glory to shine in all its brightness.
God's glory shines within those who need it most. Now come on, there's heralding to be done.
You're the boss, Gabe. I'm ready to make the big announcement right here, right now.
Wake up, shepherds. We have good news.
Run to Bethlehem! Baby Jesus has been born in a stable.
This is your sign. He is wrapped in rags, lying in the hay.
He is our Savior, sent from God.
Glory, Gloria! God's peace comes to you.
What an amazing sign! Let's run to see
this baby. Yes, let's hurry. A baby wrapped in rags as a salvation of God.
Good news from God's messengers. It's a night to remember.
Angels in the sky announcing the arrival of God's only Son. This baby is here for us.
Let's go. Come on, little lamb. This is a sign for all of us.
Baby, Jesus came for me too.
Thank you. That night, the shepherds told their news about Jesus to everyone they could find. The sign of baby Jesus, dressed in poor rags, was proof to them that Jesus had come for them. They knew this baby was their Savior. We had to stay in Bethlehem a long time to take care of the emperor's business. Joseph was able to find work as a carpenter, and soon we found a house where we could stay. Jesus was a healthy baby, and he grew strong. I was getting used to being his mother. To the shepherds, he was the Savior, but to me, he was my son.
But then, another amazing sign came up, and this sign did not bring us humble shepherds outcast from the world. This sign brought us royalty, those who inhabited the seat of the power in the world, like a Caesar or a Herod. And that is exactly the person our royal visitors encountered on their way to finding Jesus.
King Herod, thank you for seeing us. We have been following a special star from far away.
I see you are royal, rich, and educated. You are my kind of people. What can I do to help you?
The star is a sign of a new king to the Jews. We hurried to your palace to congratulate you on your successor.
We brought gifts of great value to honor the new king.
There must be some mistake. I don't have any new children around here. I am the king around here, and I plan to keep it this way.
What do wise ones say about this special star?
Good question. I'll check with my professor and see what I can find out.
Did you see that?
See what? Hands up your eyelids? Let's have a little peek.
You know, people are more likely to hallucinate when they're overtired.
Okay, I guess I was only dreaming. I was sure I saw an angel.
Professor, what do you know about this star?
This star points to a new king born in Bethlehem.
This is terrible. I can't have kings being born where I can't control them. You know I already killed two of my own sons because they were getting too powerful.
I can't change what the scripture says, Your Highness.
Then I'll just have to take care of things my way. I can use my power to get stronger. I don't care who stands in my way.
What about the royal visitors from the east?
Tell them to come back. I think I can trick them into telling me where the new king is. It seems you will find this new king in Bethlehem. Not exactly king country by my way of thinking, but our scripture has lots of weird stuff in it. Yahweh is crazy if you ask me.
Then it seems as if Bethlehem will be our next stop.
Are you sure there is no new king here? We brought some very expensive gifts, and they're kind of heavy.
That's very generous of you, but I'll have to humbly decline this time around. You don't want to show up at the king's palace empty-handed.
True, true. Now, how do we get there?
Just go south a ways. If you get to Hebron, you've gone too far.
Okay. Thanks for the help. Gotta go.
Wait. On your way back, come back and see me. I want to tell me how to find this new king for myself.
Certainly, Herod, that would be the proper thing to do.
We would be glad to assist you.
I have some special honors I would like to share with him myself.
Yeah, right, I bet you do. Okay, then, here we go. Bye-bye now. I hear the camels calling. Big, big hurry, guys.
What is your problem?
I've never seen such a rude display in my life.
I realized when Herod said to go to Bethlehem, I wasn't dreaming back there. I was getting a message.
Do tell. What was the message?
I realized it was an angel telling us to go see the newborn king in Bethlehem, but warning us that Herod was going to kill him.
Kill him?
That's scary.
The angel said we're supposed to go straight back home to the east after we meet the king.
Then that is exactly what we will do. This must be a very special baby.
Stay. stars in the heavens and angels in our dreams.
So many signs, let's pay tribute to this king who came from heaven for us.
So many signs, indeed. Angels waking and sleeping, animal voices in the night, the poorest of shepherds and the richest of royalty, songs and lights in the heavens. I watched, I listened, and I wondered what these signs could mean in a world where cruel Herod still ruled in Jerusalem, where fear and sadness and death still threatened.
As he grows up, Jesus brings us more signs, touching lives of all, the weakest and smallest of God's children. Children, sick and well, playing and dying, separated from families and thriving in full homes. Children of the wealthy and powerful, children whose parents had nothing and were nobody. All the children Jesus invites into his embrace. From the cross and rising from the dead, Jesus comes, bringing life for all of us.
I understand better now than I did as a girl, from the first signs with the angel, to Joseph's dreams, to the innkeeper, to the shepherds and the sheep in the fields. And there are angels in the skies, to the royalty from the east. And although the rulers of our time reject Jesus, still Jesus came to bring life for us all. Today, all of us watch and listen and wonder what these signs could mean in a world where cruelty still rules, where fear and sadness and death still threatened, where refugees wait at the borders without a home or loved ones. Jesus comes so that no matter how small and weak we are in the world, we can receive his embrace, lifting us up, bringing us life.
Let our signs be clear. Let the most ordinary moments of our lives, our washing, our eating and our drinking, be signs of Jesus always present with us. Let our embrace from Jesus be the embrace we share with the world. The signs point to this. Jesus came for us.
Jesus came for us.